lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra.
In my Mersey paradise.
Hey, we're All Black Era.
And you're listening to
CFRC Radio in Kingston, Canada.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics, with a spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll explore everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope all of you have had a great week. For anyone listening who's in school right now, I know it's probably been nonstop studying with exams starting, and the energy everywhere feels like that. I literally went to 5 different spots the other day before I could find a seat to study. It's been hectic out here. So, with that in mind, I thought this week we'd keep things a little bit more mellow and play some of my favorite study songs, something you can have on in the background while you're still getting all that work done. So, the first song I'm playing today is from a fan favorite band of mine, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, with their beautiful song Guinevere. It was written by David Crosby and isn't really about just one person. It's more of a mix of different relationships in his life, including the wonderful Joni Mitchell, who we also have on today. So I love studying to this song because it is just so calming and relaxing, because there's no drums or bass. It's just layered vocals and a really unique guitar tuning that gives it that quiet, steady feel. The lyrics aren't super direct either. They're more like moments than a full story. So I hope you enjoy this one, and good luck with that studying grind.
Anchor for
even out when we ride through the warm wind down by the bay. Yesterday, seagulls circle endlessly, I sing in silent harmony. We shall be free.
That was Guinevere by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Fun fact, my parents almost named me that, which would have made the show Peace, Love, and Guinevere. So maybe it worked out for the best. Next, we're bringing in a newer artist, Olivia Dean, with her song, A Couple Minutes. I really like her sound, and this song in particular really stands out to me. You can hear the emotion in it without it feeling overdone. It's a pretty simple track, but that's what makes it work. It's about wanting a bit more time in a moment that's ending, and it keeps that feeling really grounded and honest. The production is very minimal in this song, so her voice carries most of it, and really nothing feels overdone or unnecessary. It's just easy to really wind down to and especially work to, but it holds up if you're actually paying attention to it. So I hope you enjoy this one. Here is A Couple of Minutes by Olivia Dean.
It's been a while, let me know. to me. I think you know what I need. Oh.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
that she really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good.
Ladies and gentlemen, was my all-time favorite Beatles song, Don't Let Me Down. And if you caught it, that was the naked version. So it's been stripped back and it sounds a lot more raw and closer to how it was originally played. And my favorite personal version, though, is from the rooftop concert. And there's a moment near the end where John kind of goes off and starts improvising and the band just follows him. And it's one of those live moments that really stands out to me. And next up, we're going into another favorite band of mine, and honestly, one of the easiest to listen to. It is the Beach Boys. And this song might remind you of Full House. It's Forever. And I really like this track. It's simple, but it's done really well. It was written and sung by Dennis Wilson, who doesn't usually get as much attention as Brian. So it came out during their Sunflower era, where their sound was shifting a bit. This one is a bit more stripped back, which makes it work and how natural it feels. His voice isn't perfect, but that's kind of the point in the song. It comes across as genuine. It's a straightforward love song, but the way it builds and holds that feeling is what makes it so just beautiful and emotional. So here is Forever by the Beach Boys.
If every word I said could make you laugh, I'd talk forever. I asked the sky just what we had. It shone forever. If the song I sing to you could fill your heart with joy, I'd sing forever. Forever.
When morning comes to Morgantown, the merchants roll their awnings down. The milk trucks make their morning rounds in morning Morgantown. We'll rise up early with the sun to ride the bus while everyone is yawning and the day is young. In morning Morgantown, morning Morgantown, buy your dreams a dollar down. Morning any town you name, morning's just the same. We'll find a table in the shade, sip our tea and lemonade, and watch the morning on parade in morning Morgantown. Ladies in their rainbow fashions, colored stop and go lights flashing, we'll wink at total strangers passing in morning Morgantown. Make you smile, to win you with our all the morning still to live in morning Morgantown. Morning Morgantown, buy your dreams a dollar down. Morning any town you name, morning's just the same.
And that was Morning Morgantown by Joni Mitchell off her album Ladies of the Canyon. I always come back to that album when I'm studying. It's just really calmed me, but there's also something hopeful in it that carries me through a lot of her songs. And next up, I've got a song that I've been liking a lot more recently. It's been picking up a lot of attention lately on social medias. It is You Got Time and I Got Money by Samirs. It's a really mellow track, and her voice kind of carries it the whole way through. There's a simple idea behind it, and that one person has the time and the other has the money, but they're not fully aligned. It's less about telling a story and more about just sitting in that disconnect, which I feel is a big disconnect for a lot of people. The production is really minimal on the song. Nothing feels crazy overdone, and it doesn't try to force anything, which is what I really like about it. It just holds that mood the whole way through. So here is You Got Time and I Got Money.
You got time and I got money. Spring is in the air, which means it's time once again for the Banri Foundation's annual spring celebration. Join us as we recognize the incredible achievements of mature women students at Queen's University. The festivities will take place at Grant Hall on May 2nd at 2 p.m. This is a free event and everyone is welcome to attend. Find event details by visiting the Banri Center website, following us on Instagram or Facebook, or emailing brc@queensu.ca. Come celebrate exceptional women with us. See you there.
Hail Selassie is the child.
Won't ever be the same again. I kiss you like I kissed a friend. I risked you, something seemed to never end. I'd like to notice time, for now the clock forgets to chime. I start to see the end. Goodbye, friend. No answer. I expect a dancer. That time we did felt so correct. I glance at one side you and one side me. Romancer. A feeling strewn across the street. I'd like to notice time, for now the shame is only mine. I start to see.
That was another mellow, more modern track, Whiffed It by Way Dynamic. I really like how simple it is, but it still holds a lot without doing too much. Next up, going back to a group I haven't played in a while, but one I always come back to, especially for studying, is the amazingly talented Simon & Garfunkel with Scarborough Fair. Their voices are just really easy to listen to, and it's one of those songs that helps settle things a bit when you're feeling stressed, which I definitely am right now. So Scarborough Fair is actually based on a much older English folk song that goes back hundreds of years. The lyrics revolve around someone asking a former partner to complete a series of impossible tasks, which is basically a more indirect way of saying the relationship is over. So Simon and Garfunkel keep that structure, but add their own arrangement to it, especially with the harmonies and that repetition of parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, which ties into older symbolic meanings around things like love and remembrance. There's also a second vocal line about war woven in quietly in the background, which adds another layer without taking away from the original feel. I love it, and it's a perfect song to study to, in my opinion. So here is Scarborough Fair.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
to make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, snow crested brown, without no seam or needles.
Sleeps on the will of a cloudy and calm.
Tell her to find me as a girl of land,
a sprinkling of leaves,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and tosses the dark with sunlight and tears between the salt water and the sea strands,
and polishes a gun.
She'll be a true love of mine.
Tell her to reap it in a sickle mill of blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and girls born in the soldiers to kill, and gather it all
and to fight for show. Scarborough Fair,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Sky was dull and hypothetical and
That was Kingston's own The Tragically Hip with Bob Cajun. I always come back to the hip when I'm studying. It's easy to have on, but also keeps the energy a bit up. So Bob Cajun wasn't chosen randomly. Gord Downie used it to represent that shift away from the city. Some were quieter, where things felt more settled. It's a place a lot of people associate with getting out of town, and that contrast is what sits underneath the song. He often used real Canadian places to ground his writing, and this is such a good example of that. I think that's so cool and very unique and really highlights just how Canadian the Tragically Hip was. And keeping the Canadian band going, we have literally the band with their song To Kingdom Come off Music from Big Pink. And this track comes from when they were working closely with Bob Dylan, recording out in Woodstock at Big Pink, of course. And a lot of those sessions were informal, just playing, testing ideas, and building songs as they went. You can hear that here. It's not overly structured, it just moves naturally. The lyrics lean more abstract, which reflects that Dylan influence, but the band keeps it grounded. It's a good snapshot of them starting to come into their own sound. So thank you for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny and this week's Study Tunes episode. Tune in again next week at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here's To Kingdom Come. Have a nice night, everyone, and I hope studying goes well and exams are great for everyone. So here it is. Back at me. We've been sitting here for so darn long.
14 à 30 ans et tu veux créer une activité en français pour les jeunes de ta communauté? Avec le programme VIF, c'est possible. Tu peux recevoir 850 $ pour soutenir ton activité et l'organisme partenaire reçoit 150 $ pour appuyer. Passe à l'action et fais rayonner le français dans ta communauté. Visite programmevive.ca et dépose ta demande dès maintenant.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery.